They note that Israeli officials stated their genocidal intentions and acted upon them. If technologies of artificial intelligence have availed civilians en masse of the means for collective obliterations, advanced weaponry and military systems provided by Western states have executed the genocide of the Palestinian hostage population in Gaza. As a legal category, the crime of genocide names actions calculated to bring about the destruction of a group as a whole or in part. It refers to the killing of members of a group, causing an injury to them, and, quote, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, unquote. Acts of genocide target the physical life of group members in the present. But the crime also describes attempts at exterminating or minimizing the biological future of the targeted group. Genocide includes, quote, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group, unquote, and, quote, forcibly transferring children of the group to another group, unquote. Understood legally, then, acts of genocide target the life of the group in the present as well as in the future. The child is the figure extending the extermination in the present into the future. Eliminate children in the targeted group now, and you eliminate the future of this group. Genocide is a clarifying frame for the unfolding Israeli extermination of the Palestinians, but what genocide in a restricted legal meaning cannot fully frame are all those colonial obliterating acts that target not only the biological and physical life of a people, but also houses, neighborhoods, mosques, churches, schools, streets, and finally, land. All those spaces that are not only the infrastructure of life in the present, but also the sites in which memory dwells, in which one can tell a story about her life, in which one inherits a collective life and can participate in it, in which one can perceive herself as part of a more extended history, a past that exceeds her, and a struggle that marks her. But differently, in centering the targeting of physical and biological life, present and future, genocide cannot frame the other target of the Israeli obliterating machine, the collective, expansive existence of a resistant, resisting people. In short, its way of life, as it has been cultivated in struggle over time. Genocide as a frame is not sufficient to capture how Israel has been forcing Palestinians in Gaza time and again to start over and again, as though they did not exist before. The crime of genocide, despite its attention to physical, not only biological destruction, does not frame the destruction of the historicity of the Palestinians. This latter cruelty exceeds the gravest of all crimes under international law. It is what animates the repetitive, cyclical rhythm of Israel's machinery of obliteration. Israel seeks to eradicate a political collective existence cultivated historically through a bond with the land. This desire is expressed through the manifold efforts to terminate whatever protections the land offers Palestinians. Lacking a state to affirm their peoplehood and in an international order that does not recognize non-peoples and whose constitutive unit is the state, the Palestinians have cultivated their sense of collective being, including their peoplehood, through their bond to the land they inhabit, and from which Israel, through military and legal means, has repeatedly expelled them. The land has provided Palestinians with a collective existence in the world. As it maintains them in the world, the land protects them from vanishing into anonymity and endows them with historicity. The danger of vanishment was confronted in 1948 when the Zionist forces conquered most of Palestine and uprooted the Palestinians to make space for Israel. In Arabic, this vanishment from the land was named the Nakba, the catastrophe. It indexes a double loss of the land of Palestine and, consequently, of Palestinians. This is why the Nakba, or the severing from the land, was never accepted. Acquiescing to it would have been equivalent to consenting to self-destruction. Hence, the dual position of the Palestinian subject. She is at once marked by the catastrophe and cannot but struggle against it.